Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk. Okay, welcome to our Saturday VIP Prayer Call. We had to do our call a little differently this morning. There was some challenges with the conference line. So we apologize for those of you who are like, what's going on? Where are we? And I thank Celia and Darren for immediately jumping on to figure out what the what so that we could get the word out and get people on the line. So we're doing it via Zoom this morning. So welcome to the line for our Saturday VIP prayer call. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. A little different this morning, but we're still pushing through. Action, action, despite the distraction. So let's see what Darren was just about to greet us and tell us what he is grateful for.
I'm Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life. Good health and strength, my family, my friends, my colleagues, my church family, this family, my extended family. I got people all over the place. I'm grateful for technology. When it works, it's a wonderful thing when it works, right? Which is most of the time. I'm grateful for the people who are still celebrating their birthdays. I know both of y'all know who I'm talking about.
But you already know.
But I say that to say my cousin was yesterday, so celebrating her too. My cousin's birthday was yesterday. But even before I forget, on a serious note, I just found out from my cousin that one of my other cousins, his son, died. I'm not really sure what happened. He must have been. I had no clue until she told me. So I think his name is Jason. That's another story. But I just wanted to say a prayer for him and the rest of my family, because I just found out last night. So, and again, you know, I'm all grateful that we come together, we fellowship, and praise the Lord. We just do our thing. And like that, you say, okay, none's going to stop this prayer call. I mean, the devil, I mean, he tried, but he can keep on, you know, he can keep on moving because we're not stopping. So you take all that to the bank and deposit that. Look, there it is.
Exactly. Thank you so much, my brother, for being here and always being a part of our Saturday VIP prayer call.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, family. And who else wants to greet us this morning? Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today. Let's see if we have anybody else that has logged in. And then Celia, I know before we started the recording, you gave your testimony. So if you could just do a repeat on your testimony, and then we'll keep it moving.
This is Celia C. Mystique out of New York. I am grateful for God's grace, his blessing, another day, the chance to praise his name and to do his will. I'm also grateful for the message that I heard this morning. To keep, not to give up on what God has given me in spite of the noise and the destructive criticism, and to believe in the promise of his word. I am been struggling for 2 years now to publish my first sequel. I have allowed other people's words and comments to derail me from wanting to promote my book, from pushing it out there, because everyone's telling me how I need to redo this or rewrite that or redo this. Yes, this is my first go around. Yes, my book needed tweaking, but to tell me I have to completely rewrite my book when I know God gave me the download and the order that he gave me to help his daughters, I cannot, will not, and should not accept that his word, that I could not write what he gave me. So I am taking what I thought would be a blog. God has turned into a little short. I am writing that up. My goal is to set forth a fundraiser before the end of this year. And before I publish it out publicly, to raise the money to have my books published. And even this short is turned out more than what I thought it would be, because once again, God is, I'm just a writer. God is the author. But I know even my short will be a blessing to his daughters. And I'm just going to move forward knowing, and I'm not going to give up. I'm going to get myself in gear and on screen, which is another thing altogether, but we won't go there on this call, and promote my stuff and get my books out there and do what God has called me to do in all areas. I've got two of them now. I just got to get this third one down. And I'm just grateful for that. I'm grateful for those that God has brought in my life, that while I'm going through yet another trial or tribulation, that's ordained by somebody else, but unfortunately involved me and my boys, that he's brought people in my life to support me, that though it's deja vu, it's not because I have support I didn't have before. I have his angels helping me and guiding me. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for his angels. I'm grateful for his blessings. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for I'm grateful for vision through his eyes. Yeah, his eyes, not through the man's eyes. Because the world right now, to see the world in natural eyes is kind of disheartening. But through his eyes, you see the promise. You see what's to come, not what we're dealing with, not the foolishness, not the pain, but you can see the beauty of what God has in store for us. So yes, that is what I am grateful for today.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And thank you for that testimony. And you know, the spirit of discernment will always give you confirmation of, you know, what is happening. And when things feel like they're out of sorts, they might be out of sorts for a reason. So you follow God's voice and not what everybody else says. And that is our challenge on this faith journey. So appreciate you sharing that testimony and just standing on God's word, because his word is true. It'll never return unto him void. He knows the plans that he has for us. And I'm just, you know, as I think about everything that we're going through, just really, really, really just grateful that he still sits high. He looks low. He knows all things. He sees all things. And he's just in control. Yes. So that's the good news, no matter what. So I'm going to see if there's anybody else that was able to join and able to unmute. And then we're going to go ahead and say a prayer for today. I'm going to share scripture and say a prayer because I am traveling. I'm actually running a little behind this morning. So it's just a whole lot happening all at the same time. But God is good, and nothing stops our time and our fellowship together. So I appreciate you all being here and those who are going to catch the recording. Once again, we don't know what has caused the challenges with the conference lines. They sent all of their clients like a master message apologizing for something going down with the network. So, you know, as Darren said earlier, when technology works, it's a good thing. And when it doesn't, you can forget about it. So,
but there's always more than one way to skin a cat.
Yes, indeed. So we are able to do that. And Celia, if you can for me,
yes,
I want both of you, since we have a little extra time, I want you both to just share the scripture that has encouraged you this week. I'm going to do something a little different today while I'm moving about, and then I'll share the one on my heart. Okay. So the scripture that moved you this week and why?
Isaiah 55:8-13. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts. And it's funny that you wrote that, you asked that, because that's actually the scripture that I'm closing out my, one of the scriptures that I'm putting in my short. And really, when we look at how things happen in our lives, when we look at, when we wonder why things happen the way that they happen, sometimes we don't understand it. But when God says all things work together for those who trust and believe in him, we can't fathom how he thinks. Sometimes what looks like a devastation could be a blessing. Just thinking back to my girlfriend, Megan, a young mother had to sacrifice the love of her child to another mother in order for her child to have a better life. But at the same time, Megan's greatest desire to have a child was being taken from her. It doesn't make sense that what happened, but at the same time, it makes glorious sense that God ordained those two stars to collide at the same exact time that they did. When I look at the different things that's happened in my life over the years, I just want to ask God, why? 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 But then when I look back, once I've gotten over it, it didn't make sense to me in it, but looking how God worked it out, I never will fully comprehend why, but I know he knew why, and I know he was in control. So it's just to the point, okay, God, I'm always going to have that question why. I had that question why since I was a little girl. But having that question why shouldn't impede on your trust in what he's doing. Having that question why shouldn't hold you back in what he's called you to do. It's just she's like, okay, why God, but I'm going. But can you share a little with me to understand the process, at least after the fact? I'm going. Blinded as it possibly I am, I'm going. But let me understand the full glory and a manifestation of what you're doing. So when I give my testimony, I can share it fully with a full understanding of your magnificent works. So that's why the scripture is really touching me this week.
I love that. I love that. And I thank you for sharing that, because it's the scripture that gives us strength, that gives us the ability to just not get stressed out over what we can't control, but just turn it over to God. So thank you so much for sharing that. And Darren, what about you?
Okay. You didn't tell me I was having a quiz this morning. So, I'm not ready right this second, but I'm going
to... Darren, you have a scripture every week. That's not an excuse.
Well, see, I get it from my aunt. So, I mean, I'm just going to put something together.
And while Darren is I just also want to share with everybody that this month we're doing 31 days of action. So just keep it moving. And for those who are in the picture of seeing the recording for the recording for the class in the car, so just bear with me so I can get our okay, there we go. I just wanted to make sure we were...
Turn your volume up, please.
You can hear me. So, yes, so those of you that are in the Facebook...
Turn your volume up.
Our group, you know, we had the first part of our Q4 training. That's going on as well. 31 days of action for everybody. Just follow on social media. Just keeping you moving. But I'm asking you to do the daily focus of 3 so that you can stay focused on one particular thing that you want to accomplish here in the fourth quarter. So that is what we are in the midst of, and just grateful that we have a fourth quarter, right, to go through when so many people are dealing with so much. So thank you for those who are following that. And I see some folks are coming on and they're like, Dr. Stacy, what is going on? We're not on the line. I appreciate you showing up. And you can go ahead and unmute your line. Call is a little different this morning because the lines had a challenge, but nothing stops the call. We're still going. We're just using my Zoom. So go ahead for those who finally made it over. We've been waiting for you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for.
Good morning. It's Patricia in Houston.
Good morning, Patricia.
Thank you for posting the updated change in information. I'm grateful that my sister came out of surgery. My sister Sylvia came out of surgery well this week with the breast cancer. So now with all these action and planning and all these different courses and so forth, I visually think of it in pieces. So I see it as a third of a way there, because now the next part is reconstruction surgery in 2 weeks, and then after that radiation. So I'm visualizing it, you know, we're third of a way there, and she's going to come out great and fine.
Praise God, Patricia.
Praise God. My phone was muted, Patricia. I was talking and you couldn't hear me. Thank you, Celia, for being ready to jump in. But praise God that she is doing better. We thank God for that praise report. And we are just holding the space for you as you've been standing on your faith. And Patricia, this morning, we're doing something a little different. I'm asking each of you to share, just a few folks who can and are able to come on, to share the scripture that helped you get through this week. And what about that scripture? Darren is getting his scripture together, but if you have one on the ready that you've been praying and meditating on, you can go ahead and share that now.
I don't have a specific scripture, but I will say just Psalms in general. I have a book of Psalms, and I just really eat that up, and I just consume the Psalms throughout.
Okay, that works, because that's like your go-to. Like, yeah. You know, when you get on a snack, you get a snack.
Yeah.
That's
my
go-to.
That's my go-to, is Psalms. Yeah.
Well, I am thrilled that we have the weapon to use, right? And that's the word. And the Psalms that'll give us strength in these times. Yeah. So I'm going to let Darren go next.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. This is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Okay, that's, when you think about this, like, God is so wonderful that he had all, before we even got here, he had all this stuff, you know, planned out. I mean, he's a master planner, so I mean, that's just how it is. But you know that he had plans for everybody before we even got here. That's just amazing. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. But, and, you know, and like, I would say, like, plans for good, you know, Buster, you know, prosper, you know, not be, you know, in fear, but, you know, be in faith, you know, be, you know, obedient. And to know that he had all this planned out, that's like, ooh, that's deep. So that just gets me going. So that's real deep for me.
Amen, amen, and amen. Well, thank you all for sharing those scriptures and just sharing your testimony, because that is what keeps us and sustains us, is the word. So I'm going to, I have so many that I like to, but I'm going to go to Proverbs 16. I'm trying to decide which Proverbs I want to go to. I haven't quite decided because there's so much. But but I'm going to go, actually, I think I'm going to stick with Proverbs 16, verse 16. And it's how much better, and you can, those who are muted can mute if you want at this point. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? So, the, you know, Proverbs is all about how we can just continue to learn through these parables, through these, what I call nuggets of wisdom. And wisdom is really what we need in this time. When we see the cray-cray that's going on in the world and some of the things that are coming out of people's mouth, you're like, wait, hold up. Am I living in an alternate universe? Is this really happening? Am I really experiencing this? And it's only the wisdom from above that's going to get us through. And it's better than any riches or anything that we think we can get here on the earth. But just knowing that God is in control. And I just love Proverbs because it's just so deep. And, you know, when I hear ministers preach and teach on Proverbs and just how much God reveals. And that's why we have to grow in him daily. We have to continue to study his word. We have to continue to do his will so that we can study and show ourselves approved, right? That we can be in a space and place of just really understanding what it is that he is doing in this season. So I just want to encourage you on this road. Just want to encourage you to continue to stay the course and to do his will, and to know how much better it is to get his wisdom and to get understanding rather than be chosen. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and pray us out and just thank God that we could still gather in spite of the tech challenges, and we could do a different fellowship, that you all could share scripture. And I encourage you to do that this week. Just focus each day on one scripture that you want to meditate on, that you want to focus on, so that you can continue to build up your spiritual stamina in this thing called life. We can't do it alone, and we know it's through fellowship, it's through praise, it's through prayer, through fasting, that we're able to stand in the midst of it all. And when we've done all we can do to just stand. So dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity that we can approach the throne of grace, that we can just lift up a communal voice of praise to you, because you are God. You sit high, you look low, you see all things, you know all things. There's nothing hidden from thy sight. So we just thank you for seeing past our faults, seeing our needs, for loving us, even in spite of ourselves. We just glorify you and praise you and just thank you for being such an awesome God. And Lord, as we gather today, we stand in the gap for those who weren't able to join due to the tech challenges, but there's nothing that can separate us from you or your love. So we just stand in representation of all the families and the households, the prayer requests and the praise reports that are being sent up to you. We thank you, Lord, because you get the victory all day, every day. And we thank you that you give us the strength, the wisdom, and the discernment of how to navigate what we see happening here on this earth. We know we live in a fallen world, but we serve a God who can do all things but fail. Not some things, but all things. So we just give you the glory and the praise as you reveal and manifest your will for our lives to which each and every day. We thank you, Lord, for the strength when we feel weary. We thank you, Lord, that we know it's not any strength of our own, but it's through your grace and your mercy that we're able to accomplish our daily tasks and goals. We pray for those who are bereaved right now and are going through difficult moments of trying to process the transition of their loved ones. Dear Father, we know you are the only one that can fill that void. We pray for those who are ill and are recovering from COVID and other diseases, Lord, and we just pray for the healing of the land. We pray that science, that you have given the knowledge to the scientists to work on a variety of ways in which we can responsibly move past this, that those who are led by you, those who understand and know who you are, can raise their voices to be louder than those who are outside of your will and your way. We're all your creation, but we're not all your people. So just help us and be with those who are in these spaces and places, because there's nowhere where you're not, that they can raise up a standard and create a pathway that we can be able to fight through the virus and whatever is to come to help to heal those who are going through. So we pray, Lord, because this COVID has not disappeared and the numbers that are going up all over, that you cover the family, the children, the essential workers everywhere, that everyone will use wisdom, that we can work on our health and wellness so that we can be able to fight against whatever comes, because we know no weapon formed can prosper. You didn't say they wouldn't form, but we know that they cannot prosper. So we just thank you. Forgive us for anything that we've done outside your will and your way. We just thank you for your continued covering, new grace and new mercy you supply each day. And we just ask, dear Lord, that you reveal to us your will for our lives. Help us to decrease so you can increase, that we can let our will and our wants be lost in you. So we praise you for this time. We praise you, Lord, for this call that you make available each and every Saturday, that we can just be in fellowship where two or three are gathered and just lift up a Holy Ghost praise. So all these things we ask in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. All we have two other callers on the line.
Thank you so much for pushing and praising your way on the line this morning. I'm actually in the car with my first lady, Marb Lahore. We are taking a little trip away. Just, you know, still my birthday. You know, I'm still celebrating all my love. Y'all pray for me. Happy birthday to all the Libras out here in this Libra season. My husband laughing at me. Y'all pray for that man. He a good man, honey, because he dealing with all my shenanigans all month long. So I am grateful just to celebrate life, to just take in us in the midst of celebrating my birthday season, dealing with a lot of things that are happening. So just keep my family covered and lifted in prayer. My aunt, we're going through some challenges, and just turn it over to the Lord, because he's the one that's in control. So I'm not independent of your prayers. I need an extra portion, to be quite exact. So I thank you all. I love you all. And continue to press, push, pray, and praise. Remember, action, action, despite the distraction. We don't do this thing called life alone. It's only together that we'll be stronger. So enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Stay safe, be well, wear your mask, and wash your hands. even though I shouldn't have to tell you all that. All right. Bye-bye, everyone. It's Dr. Stacey signing off.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacey signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.